and putting in for an explorations grant, of course, we became known because we were awarded an explorations grant, and those awarded exploration grant, publishers throughout Canada get to know them. That's how Lanny found out that we were doing this, because Lanny, being part of a publishing network, and so, well, we wrote to various publishers, which we were not accepted by, that Lanny wrote to us and said, would you be interested in New Star? And we actually put that on the back burner for about 8 months or so while we looked for other publishers, and then we came back to Lanny. So that was a...
If I look at
any books I've done since, this was actually a very quick process. It only seemed slow to us at the time because we were new to book publishing. We tried the more mainstream presses because we would have liked bigger coverage. Yeah. They didn't give us the time of day. So it was very clear it was going to be a left-wing radical publication. Yeah. And we had had one that already approached us, and we said, let's stop being ridiculous. This is who we should be going with, right?
That's true in Canada. Actually, the publisher came to us.
I told the story.
But that was unusual. But then they didn't help us to promote the book.
We had
to do it. So it's a mixed bag.
It
was a fight. It was a struggle to get the word out. It really was. Yeah. It still is, although less so. When psychiatric survivors write something, it's less so, but it's still hard for the voices to be heard in main so-called mental health.
We had published this in 19. If we had done this in 1970s, it would not have gotten published.
No.
So let's be clear. This was a historic time where New Star was there, where there were a few other left-wing radical publications. A mainstream publication would have not touched this in the
Press Gang.